This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is Ask Bill. This is our once a month Ask Bill segment, where I take questions that you folks have forwarded to me, and I answer them to the best of my ability. Just letting you know, if you ever do want to ask a question, just go to the olddogsreinetwork.com website, and there's a contact section, and you can ask your questions there. I will try to include the ones that I can fit in this segment. Today, we've got three questions, and I'm hoping we can get to them pretty quickly. First question. How would you invest $50,000 so you can at least have a passive monthly income of $1,000? Well, I can speak to this one pretty easily because in 2015, I bought a duplex in Indianapolis in an area called the Bates-Hendricks section. Now, I was able to get this duplex, even though it was an older property, you know, 1900s, early 1900s, I was able to purchase it for $50,000, just roughly $50,000. There were closing costs and some other fees in there. It was nice. It was a duplex, as I mentioned, had two renters on each side, paid about $550 at the time each. When I purchased it, I was able to do some light upgrade to the property and increase the rent more in line with the market rent to $650 a side. So if you look at that, that's a total of about $1,300 rental per month for the property. Now, I did take out a mortgage on the property, and it was pretty insignificant. Again, it was 80%, so it was not a huge loan, and my monthly payment, including insurance and property tax payments, was only like $333 a month. So it was pretty insignificant, but if you can look at that, most months, I would say that, again, this is a duplex. So I've got two folks living on both sides. They pay all the utilities, the lawn, everything they cover. And so if there's something that needs to be repaired, of course, I cover that. But for the most part, there aren't a lot of expenses besides the mortgage. Now, granted, you should always be setting aside a CapEx fund and setting some funds aside for things that can happen in terms of things that break and so forth. So you build that into your budget. Now, at $1,300 a month, you have $333 mortgage payment, brings a little bit under $1,000 a month that I generally have for it. Now, granted, I probably set aside a couple hundred dollars a month for those other items, but generally, I'll probably cash flow around 800 or so. Now, this property fortunately has really been booming, and it's in a good area, and the value of the property now is probably somewhere around $130,000. So it's actually gone up quite a bit in value. I can increase the rents, and I'm looking at doing that, but I did want to do some capital improvements. With some minor capital improvements in the property, I feel pretty confident that I could increase the rents probably to $750 per side. That's going to bring me pretty close to that $1,000 per month goal, if in fact I can achieve that. If I can get the rents, I can get the renters. This property has had no problem getting tenants. It's in a desirable part of Indianapolis, and it does produce very steadily, and it's a great cash flowing machine. Also got a ton of equity in it right now. This is an example of how you can take $50,000 and turn it into $1,000 a month. Again, it's going to depend on where you are and where you're buying, but there are other duplexes. I have seen them in that area. There are other duplexes in other places like Ohio and Memphis and so forth, that other places that do have duplexes in that same price range. Are hard to find, definitely, but it is possible. You can also buy a $50,000 home and maybe rent it out for $1,200. It just depends, again, on the area. But I think it's very feasible to take $50,000 through this type of an arrangement, taking out a mortgage on it, and be able to generate $1,000 a month. So that's my little example there. Let's go to question number two. And this was a question from Jim. And Jim asked, they looked at our website and they saw in the resources section that we had sort of the top 20 real estate books. He asked, what would be my top picks for commercial apartment books? Because this is an area he wants to study up more on and get more actively involved. I would recommend, we have some really good books in there. They're, like I said, they're the top 20, so I like all the books. But I would say if you really want to start getting serious about purchasing apartments, I would recommend these three. The first one being The Complete Guide to Buying and Selling Apartment Buildings by Steve Burgess. The next being The ABCs of Real Estate Investing by Ken McElroy. And the third being Multifamily Millions by David Lindahl. So these are three excellent books for anybody looking to get serious about purchasing apartment buildings. That's at theolddogsreinetwork.com/resources, or I think it might be /books, but either way, you can go into the resources section and you can click over to the books section. You could just click on the books and be able to buy them right through Amazon right there if you want to. A final question for today. And this is, you know, kind of an interesting one to have on the Old Dogs Network. But hey, you know, you've got kids, grandkids, you may be faced with the same question. And the question is, should I go to college wanting to be a real estate investor? Now, everybody has their opinions about this one. So, I may not be the most popular opinion, but personally, I don't think it's necessary to get a college degree necessarily to be a real estate investor. However, and this person sounded a little bit uncertain, is that if you have a question about it, what I would recommend is maybe going to a community college, for example. Go for your AA degree, take the required courses, and you get basically all the courses out of the way if you decide to continue for another 2 years in college and to get your bachelor's. But you can also start taking accounting and finance, economics classes, which will be helpful in real estate investing. So that might be a good approach. I'll tell you, this is actually what my son, Elijah, is looking at doing right now. He wants to go to a two-year college first. He actually wants to move to a different state to buy a fourplex, and he has money set aside to be able to do this, to buy a fourplex near a college, a community college that he wants to go to. What he hopes to do is get an FHA loan where he'd only have to put 3.5% down. Now, I might have to co-sign on this for him, but where he can live in one unit and he rents out the other three. After his 2 years in college, if he decides to continue there, maybe continue in a four-year college, he could stay there in the fourplex, or if he decides to move to another state and go to a four-year college and complete his last 2 years to do his bachelor's, he'll have this fourplex that is going to be generating income for him. And he could move to this other area and buy another fourplex and live in one of the units in exactly the same way he did the first time, with an FHA loan, low interest loan, low amount down, and get his bachelor's in business if he decides to do that. But there's no doubt about it. I mean, you really do need to have a good understanding of business and finance and economics if you are going to be a real estate investor. So whether you need a college degree to get that education, there are, you know, differing viewpoints. I would recommend that, you know, that be something you discuss with your folks and try to get their advice on how they would do that. So that is it for today. Those are the three questions that we have in the Ask Bill segment. Again, if you want to ask questions, feel free to go to olddogsreinetwork.com, go to the contact section and submit your questions. Please note everything I mentioned in here, even those books that I mentioned, well, there'll be a link in there in our show notes, which are found at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And then just look for the Ask Bill podcast. Until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.